This is a recording for Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we're starting with the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, in the morning, when you're saying Birkas Kriya Shema, you make two brachas beforehand and one bracha afterwards. And in the evening, we make two brachas beforehand and we add that bracha of Hashkivenu after Gal Yisrael, so you have two brachas afterwards as well. Achas Arucha v'achas Kitzara. In the morning, the first bracha is long, the second bracha is short, meaning from Yotzer Or through Bracha Hashem Yotzer Ama Oros, it's pages, right? And then Avarab is not such a long bracha. And when the Chachamim said you should say a long bracha, you can't say a short bracha. When they say a short bracha, you can't say a long bracha. And when they said you should end off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not allowed to not, and vice versa. If they said you may not end off Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not allowed to do it. Okay, that is the basic yisod of the Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara. Sorry, just give me 1 second. Says the Gemara, "My mevarich, what bracha does a person make in terms of the two brachas beforehand?" Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Amar Rabbi Oshia. So Rabbi Yaakov says, "In the name of Rabbi Oshia, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech." So he says you should make the bracha Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech the way we do it, right? Lema Yotzer Or Uvore Noga. So why not say it in a nicer way? Yotzer Or Uvore Noga, that he created another form of light, the positive forms of light, Kedichsev Kamrinan. So the answer is, because we want to say it the way it is in the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Yeshayo, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech, Ose Shalom, etc. Now, I'll see why I'd say I said it in a second. So it says, we don't want to just make it more cheerful. It says in the Torah, Hashem created Choshech. So, it says in the Navi, that we're going to say it as well. Yes, the Gemara. Elameata, based on that, Ose Shalom Uvore Es HaKol, right, or Ra, depending on how you have the Gerson in the Gemara. If you read the Pasuk, it says, Ose Shalom Uvore Ra, right, Hashem makes peace and he created evil. So I don't understand, do we say it the way it's written in the Navi? In the Navi, it says he created Ra. We say, Vore Es HaKol. So Eloksiv Ra, the Karin and HaKol. We changed it from Ra to Akol. So why don't we change the bracha of Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech? We should say Yotzer Or Uvore Noga. We should say something positive, pleasant. Gemara answers,
It's continuing the question. Lishnama Alya Hachanami Lema Noga Lishnama Alya. Meaning we wanted to make it sound nicer. So over there, so too, we should make it sound nicer at the beginning. Yotzer Or Uvore Noga.
The answer is because our goal is not to keep the pasuk the way it is. Our goal is to mention that the same God who's in charge of the nighttime is in charge of the daytime and vice versa. So I understand how we're actually accomplishing that when we say Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. We're mentioning during the daytime that Hashem is still the God of night. He created darkness.
But how could you have midas yom balayla? Where is that found? Where do we do it?
So Amar Abaye, gol elor v'pnei choshech v'choshech v'yor. Towards the end of the first bracha, we say Hashem rolls away the or in favor of the choshech when it gets to be nighttime. V'choshech v'pnei yor. When it's daytime, he rolls away the choshech in favor of the or.
V'idach, and the other, my he. What's the other one? Amar Yudamar Shmuel, ahava. Rabba,
the second bracha, idach means the other one. In the other bracha, what is it?
So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says it's Ava Rabba, v'chein ori lei, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Pedas, bray, Ava Rabba.
And that's the way Rabbi Lazar taught his son, Rabbi Pedas, said you should say Ava Rabba. So apparently there was already in the days of the Amoraim a little bit of a controversy what was the correct text of the second bracha.
Tanya Nami Achim, we have a brisa which supports this.
Ein omrim ahavas olam ela ahava rabba. In the morning you don't say ahavas olam, you say ahava rabba. V'rabbanan amri, but the Rabbanan say ahavas olam. V'chein hu omer, v'ahavas olam ahav ticha. Al kain mishachtich chesed. It's actually ahav tich, not ahav ticha. Right, so he says in the Navi, I have loved you in everlasting love. Therefore, I've treated you with chesed. I favored you.
So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. So we had that machlokas if it's Avarabba Avasolam. Now we're going to just mention a halacha based on Avarabba / Avasolam.
Hishkim Lishno. So if you got up early, you want to learn. Let's say you wanted to go to Daf Yomi before Shachris. Ad shelo kara kriya shma tzarech levarach. Misha kara kriya shma in tzarech levarach. Shikvar nifter ba Avarabba. If you have not yet said kriya shma and you forgot to say Birkas HaTorah, you have said Birkas HaTorah. But if you've already said kriya shma, assumedly with the brachos, then you no longer have to say Birkas HaTorah. Why? Because you already yotze with Avarabba.
It's fine. So you were yotze with Ava Rabba, so that this is the idea that, A, it's like a raya that they use the term Ava Rabba, and B, it's showing that you could be yotze Birchas Torah with Ava Rabba, with this paragraph, because it talks a lot about Hashem giving us the Torah and giving in our desire to learn it and to master it. So Amar Rav Huna, now they're just getting into what you have to say Birchas Torah on. Rav Huna says, "Lemikra tzarich levarach, lemidrash ein tzarich levarach." You have to make a bracha before you learn Tanakh, words of Tanakh, Mikra, and for Medrash, explanations of Tanakh, you don't have to make a bracha. Rav Lazar, "Omer lemikra, lemidrash tzarich levarach, lemishnah ein tzarich levarach." No, for Pesukim and their interpretations, you have to make a bracha, but when you learn Mishnah, you learn Halacha, you don't have to make a bracha. Rav Yochanan, "Omer af lemishnah nami tzarich levarach, av letalmud ein tzarich levarach." Says that when you're learning halacha, mishnah, you have to make a bracha, but when you're learning Talmud, which is lumdus with the logic behind the halachos, then you don't have to make a bracha. But Rama Amar Afla Talmud Tzarich Levarach. Rabbah says you even have to make Berachas HaTorah when you learn Talmud. Dam Rav Chiya Barashi, as Rav Chiya Barashi can attest, he states, Zimnin Asagin a number of times, Avikayim Na Kamei De Rav, Lisnu Ye Pirkin Besifra De Be Rav. I was going to Rav to hear the shir, basically. We're learning the perik of the Sifra De Be Rav. We're learning the Gemara shir. Have a makdim called Mashi Yadei Ubrich. Umasnilan Pirkin. So what did Rav do? First, he washed until it's Yadayim. He made his Birchas HaTorah, and then he taught us the shir. So what do you see? This was a shir not in Tanakh. This is not a shir in Medrash. This is a shir not in Halacha. It was a lamdus shir. And yet, he made the bracha. So my mevarech. Now we want to know what is the text of the brachos. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Asher Kishan Rizot Svan Alasak B'divrei Sorah. Right? So we make a bracha that you commanded us to busy ourselves in your words of Torah. Right? It's no bracha lilmo Torah. It's a bracha to be busy with Torah. It's not just the learning. It's a full-on involvement. Rabbi Yochanan, Messiah Bahakin, Rabbi Yochanan added on, he finished it this way. Ha-revna, Hashem Elokein, right? It's a question. Ha-revna, ve-ha-revna, right? Make it sweet, Hashem Elokein, Estebrei Sora Secha Befino. Make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths, V'fios Amacha Beis Yisrael, and sweet in all the Jewish people's mouths. V'niya Nachnu, V'tzetzayinu, V'tzetzay Amacha Beis Yisrael, Kulani Yodei Shemechlos, V'uske Sora Secha. A little different than the text that we have, but same idea, that now our children, our children's children, and all of Klal Yisrael will constantly know your name and will busy themselves in your Torah. So what are we saying to Hashem through this bracha? That we, Hashem, give us the ability to enjoy our learning, and we know that if we enjoy it, we'll always do it, and we'll be able to give it over to our children. That is, I know I don't give soapbox speeches on during Bikias, but that's the number one thing that every Jewish person needs. If you can enjoy your learning, then it will enjoy your Avodas Hashem in general, not just your learning, but your Torah and mitzvos. You can enjoy it, you can give it over. If you don't enjoy it, you will not succeed in giving it over to the next generation. That is for sure. And almost as importantly, if you don't enjoy it, you won't enjoy it, which is you're allowed to have a little enjoyment in this world. So try to work on it. Daven to Hashem that He gives us the pleasure from our Torah and mitzvos, especially, if you're committed and you're going to do it anyway, you want it to be gishmak, you want it to be enjoyable, it can be, trust me. And we should daven to Hashem that He should continue to give us that tremendous joy in serving Him and connecting to Him, and specifically through learning His great Torah. So, okay. Baruch Adah Hashem, Hamalamei Torah, Lamo Yisrael. Blessed are you, Hashem, the one who teaches Torah to His nation of Yisrael. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Rav Hamnuna said a different bracha. Asher Baruch Rabbanu Mikol Ha'amim, Nasan Lanos Torah Sal, Baruch Atah Hashem Nosein HaTorah. Right? He chose us from all of the nations, and He gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, the one who gives the Torah. So I'm Rav Hamnuna, Zuhi Me'ula Sheva Brachas. That's the best of all the brachas. Hilkach L'Mrinu L'Kul. Therefore, we're going to say them all. Meaning, we're going to say the old ones and the new ones. So that's what we do for Birchas HaTorah. We say 2/3 brachas of the ones that we just listed off. Okay, Tanan Hasan, we have a Mishnah over there. Amar Lahem HaMamuna. The Mamuna said, who on earth is the Mamuna? We're in Maseches Tamid now. The Mishnah is in Maseches Tamid discussing the way the order of the day went. And the Mamuna is like the Gabbai in charge of making all the announcements. So they were about to start their Avoda of the morning. So he said to them, Berchu Bracha Achas. Make one bracha. Berchu v'karu aseres adibros. So they would make one bracha, then they would read the aseres adibros. This is the way it went in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash. They would say the aseres adibros. They would say Shema, then the parsha of Vahoyim Shemoa, Vayomer. So they did all three parshas of the Kriya Shema. Ubarchu es ha'am, gimel brachos. Then they would give the brachos to the am. Sounds like Birkas Kohanim. Emes V'yatzeh, they gave three blessings to the nation, right? Then they would say Emes V'yatzeh, they would say that bracha that follows, Ve'avoda, then they would do the Avoda, U'berchas Kohanim, then they would do Berchas Kohanim. So it sounds like, no, the brachas they gave earlier were not Berchas Kohanim. U'v'Shabbos, Mosif and Bracha Achas, and on Shabbos they would add an additional bracha, for what purpose? L'mishmar Yotzeh, to give to the group of Kohanim who were leaving and not doing the Avoda again next week. So my bracha achas, what is this bracha achas? Ki hada Rabbi Abba v'Rabbi Yosef bar Abba, like the case of Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yosef bar Abba, iklu lahu asra, they visited a certain place. Bo minayu, they asked them, my bracha achas, what is this bracha? Lo havi yadai, they didn't know. Asu shalai l'rab masna, lo havi yadai. They asked Rabbi Masna, he didn't know. Asu shailu l'rab Yehuda amar lahu. So finally, he asked Rabbi Yehuda, and he said to them, Hachi Amar Shmuel, I have a tradition from Shmuel, and this is what he said. Ahava Rabba, the bracha achas was Ahava Rabba. So, I don't know if I already misspoke, but when it says that they used to make one bracha, then they would read Aseres HaDibros. I don't know if I misspoke and said they added on a bracha for the people who were leaving. That's not what I meant. I should have said. I should have said, what is the bracha achas that says first they would make one bracha, then they would say the Aseres HaDibros. So the first bracha, according to Shmuel's opinion, is they would say Ahava Rabba. Amar Rav Zreika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Yotzer Or. The other opinion in the Rish Lakish is they would say the first bracha of Krishma, Yotzer Or. Ki Asar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Had Rabbi Zreika Laba Fair Shitma Ela Mechwala Idmar. This idea of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef said the name of Zreika, the name of Reish Lakish is not, he never said it outright, but we can infer it from something else that he said. Now this inference is a little bit difficult, so we'll try to speak it out as best as we can. The Amar Rav Zreika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he said the name of Reish Lakish, Zoso Meres, when he read this Mishnah, he said, we see from this Mishnah, Brachos Ein Ma'akvos Zuazu. One bracha does not prevent you from saying the other bracha, meaning you can say each bracha independently, and you don't have to worry, I'm not saying with the other brachas, it doesn't count. So now, that was his actual statement. Now we're medayek from that statement something much more than what he actually said. Iyamit bishlama yotzer or havu, if you say that what he meant was the bracha achas that they're making is yotzer or, so amri hainu de brachas ein ma'akva zuazu. Now I understand what he meant. We see from here that the bracha, that you could say one bracha independently of the other. Deloka Amri Ahava Rabba, because he's not going to then go ahead and say Ahava Rabba. He's going over to Yud Beis Manalf now. Ela Iyamrit Ahava Rabba. But if you say, like the other opinion of Shmuel, that the bracha achas was Ahava Rabba, Havo Amri, that's what they said. My bracha say Makva Zuazu. Why can you infer from there that the brachos do not can be said independently? Dilma Hai Delo Amri Yotzer Or Mishum Delo Motas Man Yotzer Or. Maybe the whole reason they didn't say it yet is that they were doing this very early in the morning. The sun had not yet come up. So really, you couldn't say the brach of Yotzer Or Avorei Choshech yet because it wasn't yet the time. But v'chimata zman Yotzer Or Havo Amri. But they would make it up later. They wouldn't just say one brach and never say the other brach. So basically what he's saying is that Reish Lakish, when he said, we see from this Mishnah that you can say one bracha independently of the other bracha, and it's not a problem. So he must have meant that you say the bracha of Yotzer Or, not the bracha of Avarabba, because if they would have just been saying Avarabba, there might have been an independent reason why they didn't say Yotzer Or at that time. But it is Ma'akev, and if they wouldn't go back and say it later, it would be a significant problem. And therefore, we can our medayik that he meant the bracha is Yotzer Or. V'imichlola mai. Who cares if it was inferred? Like, he said it outright, he inferred it. Who cares? The imichlala liolam avarabba. No, because if you're going to just infer it, so I could argue back, maybe he really meant avarabba also, b'chimata zman yotzer or, and havu amrulei. My bracha say makva zuazu, seder brachos, meaning ain't a chinami. Really, they would say yotzer or later in the day. But what does the, what do we mean? Brachos do not prevent one another. Brachos are not ma'akev one another. The Seder of the Brachos are not Ma'akev one another, meaning you're going to say them out of order. You're saying the second one before the first one, and maybe that's what Reish Lakish meant. So therefore, I can argue on you even what it meant when Reish Lakish said it, Brachos in Ma'akvos, whereas if he had said it outright, obviously I couldn't argue because that's what he said. So that's why it's not as good, the fact that we learned it out from an inference.